Asymmetric Games. In your face, chattel slavery was ended because it wasn't fair. Chattel slavery was an asymmetric game. One side had all the advantages. That lack of symmetry caused lies and violence that impaired the efficiency of societies. Slave-owning societies are not economically competitive with more egalitarian societies. In your face, chattel slavery was mostly ended, and that's a good thing. But our ancestors failed to follow the thought to its logical conclusion and minimize asymmetric games to the fullest extent possible. The parent-child relationship cannot be fully symmetrical for obvious biological reasons. But it's equally obvious that some parent-child relationships are more egalitarian than others. If you're kind to your kids when they're young, they're more likely to be kind to you when you're old. Symmetry promotes peace and prosperity. When yang and yin are balanced, life is peaceful and productive. There is no obvious reason why relationships between similar organisms can't be very close to egalitarian. The Declaration of Independence famously said that all men are created equal. But then we got the authoritarian Constitution. That was a major blow to equality, and it was soon followed by an avalanche of laws, proclamations, taxes, penalties, and so forth. In practice, the Constitution has always been mostly ignored, especially the Bill of Rights. In the colonial days, life in America was mostly regulated by the English common law. But as time went on, the egalitarian common law was replaced by the authoritarian criminal law. The practice of law in the U.S. is relentlessly becoming more and more asymmetric and authoritarian as time marches on. The USA is being defeated economically by more honest and open societies. There is nothing preventing the USA from repairing the imbalance by returning to a more honest and open society. Nothing but arrogance and stupidity. If we can't recognize why we're losing to more competent societies, we will not truly be able to win. Life is not a zero-sum game. Life is a growth game. Peaceful, open, and rational dialogue can put us in a win-win situation. A systematic, logical, and thorough application of libertarian principles can allow us not only to catch up, but to pull ahead. When criminals start getting more respect and rewards than honest folks, pretty soon you got so many criminals that honest folks can't do enough work to support the criminals in the style to which they've become accustomed. It's a feedback loop with catastrophic consequences if it's allowed to continue to completion. You end up with a system that spends most of its time and energy trying to cater to the whims of some nutcase control freak. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.